Well, good afternoon, it's Richard McCann here. It's Friday afternoon, it's the end of the week, it's 5 p.m. And I just wanted to say a few words. What a week that was, the first week of 2011. I was really impressed today, and I thought I'd share it with you. Many of you who are listening will be very into goal setting and how we achieve things in life. But I was blown away this morning by a young person, doesn't matter what his name was, but it was in a school that I was, some of you will be aware that I also speak in schools as well as to adult audiences. And I was carrying out this workshop to this group of young people, about 20 of them. And we got into goal settings, we'd covered self-limiting beliefs. And I was asking these group of young people, so who's got goals then? And normally when I ask this question to young people, in fact it often happens to adults as well, not many people have got goals. They just meander through life, accepting what life throws at them. In fact, I did that many years ago, until quite recently. And there's this young person who wanted to be a commercial airline pilot. And no one's ever said that when I asked that question, where do I want to be in the future? But he did. And as we progressed through the workshop, we got to the bit about the law of attraction and having a picture for the thing that you want to achieve. And I was sharing stories how I'd got pictures of my own. I once had a silver BMW screensaver on my laptop because that's what I wanted. I was thinking about silver BMWs, and lo and behold, I eventually got one. And I shared a photograph of a speaker bureau that I wanted to get on the books of. Who, when I first phoned them up, they weren't interested. So I printed out the web page of all their speakers that talk about overcoming adversity, and I cut out my photograph from my business card, and I placed it on this printout of the web page, and as if I was one of their speakers, and it was there for over a year and a half actually, and then I go on to show them in the workshop the web page of the bureau now, which have now got my picture in there because they took me on eventually, and such like. I was talking about things like this, and I said to this young person, so what you need to do is get yourself a picture of a commercial airline, and maybe a picture of yourself and put it in front of it or in the cockpit or do something like that. He'd already done it. He's got a picture at home of an airline pilot, of an airline, and he's got his photograph in the front seat of the cockpit. I have no idea why a young person would do that. Maybe he's seen the film The Secret, but I was absolutely blown away by it. And I want to share that with you because maybe there are people out there that want to achieve one thing or another, and they don't know about this, having a picture for the thing you want to create. In fact, if you look on my iPhone, which you can't do right now, but if you look at my iPhone now, I have a picture as my screensaver of the house that I want to move into in the north of Leeds, which is a little bit beyond my means just now, but it's on there, and I'll do everything I can to make it happen. So, what is it you really want? What does it look like? Can you get a picture for it? If you want to run a salon in the future, can you get a picture of a salon and superimpose your picture or your name on the cover, on the sign outside? Do you want to appear on Coronation Street? Well, get a picture of Coronation Street and put yourself on there, put it on your wall, focus on it. Imagine what it would feel like, the feeling to achieve the thing that you really want. I tell you what, the universe is an incredible place, and you'd be very surprised at what's happened. Anyway, I wish you all the very best for the weekend, and I hope you get what you want and desire, and I hope to hear back from you soon. If you want to get hold of me, you can via my website, which is richardmccann.co.uk, or you can email me at richard@richardmccann.co.uk. Anyway, whichever one to contact me, do so, and I look forward to hearing from you. Bye for now.